And here we are. As Dean of the University of Healing, I create many positive affirmations, and I notice that few to whom I give these affirmations frame them and put them on the wall. Most just live them and enjoy dynamic, fulfilled lives. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California. This is the instant inspiration for the evening. As Dean of the University of Healing, I create many positive affirmations, and I notice that few to whom I give these affirmations frame them and put them on the wall. Most live them and enjoy dynamic, fulfilled lives. I was looking at the hummingbirds out the window here and thinking what precision they fly and how they move their wings and what a small amount of fuel they have to use for the tremendous energy they seem to exude, flying great distances and back and forth and just soaring around. You know, they're really amazing. They have a very special energy coefficient about them that allows them to do that very perfectly. I give affirmations to people because people love them, and I love them, and I use them too. And as I'm walking the path, I sing affirmations and enjoy them. Whenever the phone rings, someone is asking for some sort of a statement for their healing, for their relationships, for their understanding of themselves. And so I give them some sort of statement that might fit what they're interested in. And they say, "Would you repeat that, please?" And I say, "No. I gave it to you. I don't have the slightest idea what I said. I said what was necessary for the moment, and it was up to you to claim it and make it yours." "Well, give me another one." "Okay, now remember, make it yours." And so then I give them another statement, which is suited to their consciousness at that moment. And they listen and say that last part again. And I said, "You must really pay attention. If you are on the way home from the moon and NASA says to you, turn your switches X, Y, and Z to P, D, and Q, and R, M, and O." And you say, "What was that, NASA?" You know, it's all broken up and you can't talk back and forth. You can't hear each other. If you don't pay attention when you're in very, you know, serious straits, such as returning to Earth from outer space, that may be your last time. And you may become a cinder, which is fine too. Now, we have an opportunity to live the most beautiful life in the world, but we are not serious about it. Unfortunately, we're not serious about it. When we hear statements of truth, we say, "Oh, isn't that nice? Doesn't that sound lovely? Isn't that something that I'd love to put into motion for myself?" And then we blatantly go away, paying no attention to it, and we say, "I didn't get any results. I didn't get any results." We have the School of the Master here. And in the School of the Master, I said to people, "Now I'm going to say things to you. And I'm going to give you certain programs for yourself. And you're in a miracle time right now where wonderful things are happening for everybody. And if you will pay attention and do what is expected of you, you'll have miracles too." But some of them felt sorry for themselves. Some of them felt that this is too much. Some of them felt, "I can't take it, I can't take it." And they didn't take it, and they didn't get the blessing. "Well, I didn't get anything out of that program." I didn't. Of course not. You didn't put anything into it. If you were on your trip from the moon, and NASA gave you the final instructions, and then they crackled out and weren't available anymore, and you hadn't taken it down, too bad. This is how it is in all things in life, the School of the Master, in giving people affirmations, in giving people treatments. And people say, "Well, I don't really like that treatment. It doesn't speak to what I want to speak to." And I say, "Well, now just a minute. We're speaking to where you're ready to move. And then as you accomplish that, then we move to the next one." When you can walk around and you can say, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. And just keep reiterating that to yourself. That means to say it again and again and again. If you could just keep saying that to yourself, but it doesn't mean a thing. It doesn't mean you're changing your inner attitude about yourself. And as you change your inner attitude about yourself, your outer begins to reflect what the new inner attitude is. And this is very important. So often we say, nothing's happening, nothing's happening. Well, of course not. We haven't given 100% of ourself to the program of what it is. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my perfect spirit, mind, and body. Okay, say, I live in my perfect spirit, mind, and body. And then that's your program. And that's your program on the very low octane. My program was on the very high octane. It would really snap you right into your pure and wonderful self. But no, you have to do it your way. And that's okay. That's okay. That's why people who go to spiritual programs and go to spiritual schools and go to training and they come away and they say, well, I went here and I went there and I went everywhere. And what did you get? Well, they really weren't that exciting. The programs really weren't that worthwhile. A lot of people said they were getting things out of it, but I don't think so. Because I did everything they did, and I didn't get anything. Well, now, what's going on? Do you think that if a father would love his child and share with his child his values, just daily, by example, if the father would just share with his child by example and by continuously repeating again and again, even though the kid doesn't do it, that eventually it'll get through. Eventually the thought will come through. And the child will begin to act that way. We have a student, a wonderful lady, and for a long time she felt very unhappy. She had been very, very happy, and then she felt very unhappy. And she says, I will never see the light of day. I will never see happiness again. I will always live in this unfortunate experience of mine. And then, little by little, the unfortunate experience began to be old hat. It wasn't so fun anymore. And she was missing out on all of the adventures that were standing at her doorstep saying, come on, take part. And then little by little, she forgot to feel sorry for herself. And she started going out and partaking in the adventures around her. And pretty soon she said, you know, life is okay. And then she went further and she started telling other people, life is okay. And all of a sudden, she was surrounded by lovely people who always were there, and they always respected her and always loved her. They didn't understand why she was so sorry for herself. But you see, we can lose a loved one and feel very sorry for ourselves. We can fail in school and feel very sorry for ourselves. We can be fired from our job unkindly, you know, and we can feel very sorry for ourselves. We can have our wife or our husband run off with somebody else and feel very sorry for ourselves. But every one of these things, somewhere, somehow, we created them. And do we want to maintain that? Do we want our next wife or husband to run away? Do we want people to die around us and make us unhappy? And if we don't, then we concentrate on wholeness, on purity, on truth, on love, on happiness, on harmony. And that's why I give these statements. I give these affirmations. Every morning, people can call our Dial of Healing Words and hear my talk for the week. I speak for 3 to 7 minutes and give them wonderful, positive ideas on being whole and perfect, on having good relationships, and all those neat things. And some people call up and say, wow, that was so great. It just touched whatever I need. And others don't call at all. And that's all right. That's all right. But the whole thing is this. I give because that's me. And I tell the world how wonderful the world is because it's me. And I say, I live in a happy world, filled with happy people, doing happy things. And everywhere I go, I see happy faces. Isn't that stupid? Stupid? How people put happy faces on envelopes and in letters. And now they're even having a key on the computer or typewriter that you can press and up comes a happy face right away. Isn't that stupid? Not at all. Not at all. Somebody had a good thought there. And lots of people are taking advantage of it. Now there are people who see it and they say, that's stupid. That's dumb. You know, putting happy faces on there. My gosh, don't they have anything better to do? And you know, those are just the people who all of a sudden get a little ding in their heart, you know, of the happy face. And they say, wow, yes, you know. And they go around telling everybody how wonderful life is. But they don't know when that happened. They don't know when that happy face shot the arrow like Cupid into their heart and brought happiness into their life. They don't know. You don't know. We never know. So that's why we continuously say our affirmations. We continuously use our affirmations to bless us. And we say, I'm whole and perfect, regardless of how we feel. Regardless. I spent an evening in the hospital with Dorothea, and she was in quite a bit of pain. And I just spoke to her, and I said, your knee is whole and perfect, your knee is whole and perfect, your knee is whole and perfect. She says, oh, I'm so glad you're here. I said, your knee is whole and perfect, your knee is whole and perfect. I'm so glad you're here. I said, Dorothea, do you realize what people pay me for doing this? They pay me between $8,000 and $10,000 an hour to do this. And she says, I'm so glad you're here. But why do people pay me great fees to work with them on their personal healing? Because I will not accept their feeling sorry for themselves. I will not accept their seeing themselves any differently than who they really are. I look right past the outer limitation to the purity and wholeness and goodness that they are within. This is what you can do. This is what affirmations are all about. And this is why affirmations are so powerful, so wonderful, so useful for us. And you can say silly affirmations. I'm God, God I am. Not so silly, is it? You can say, I love you, I love you, I love you. I love me, I love me, I love me. I love my world, I love my world. I love me, I love me, I love me. Ellen was teaching the children to sing, I like me. And then she was having them point to each other and say, I like you. And I said, Ellen, that comes later in the course. First we say, I like me. First you have to get the foundation work done. I like me. Because if you say, I like you, and you don't like me, you know, you don't like yourself, you're not going to be very nice to that other person that you're saying, I like you. Well, but it could work. Yes, it could. It could. But that's not the principle we teach. Like Patrick used to always say, well, you can lie down during the three-hour meditation, and you can, you know, do your three-hour meditation. And I said, Patrick, if you lie down, that's the end of the three-hour meditation. You're off in dreamland. And hey, that's okay. If you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it. But you would have been a whole lot smarter if you'd stayed in bed. A lot more comfortable than sitting on the floor like we do. But if you apply yourself totally to these things and say, I like me, say, I'm whole and perfect, say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, say, I am spiritually illumined. Woo-wee! I am spiritually healed. Oh, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. You see, you have to know what sort of affirmations you're making. Because, as I explained again and again and again, when you say, I am spiritually healed, you don't ever remember what you had that was wrong that needed to be healed, and you're not going to enjoy the fact that you're no longer what you were. God said dunk, yeah. But the thing is, you say God said dunk now, but... All right, let's play with that for a half a second. You like a half a second? Let's play with that a half a second. Ellen says, God said dunk. Now, that means she'd be very pleased to never remember any illness that she ever had.
That's
right. And, but, Ellen is such an aficionado, such a practicer, a practitioner of this teaching, she doesn't realize how many things she has allowed to no longer be in her world. And she only looks at the current things she's working on and says, oh my God, they're so big. Well, if she had looked at them years ago, they wouldn't have been big at all. Because everything that you look at is very little. But then you get to the what you call the big ones, and you don't realize that you have moved from many little ones where you have been spiritually healed in wonderful, dynamic ways, and now you're ready for a few of the big boys. And the big boys are the ones that don't necessarily hurt. They're the ones that linger, that don't want to give up. People who have illnesses that don't want to cure, they don't want to heal, you know, like a hurt that just does not want to heal over. And I think what all of us can do, if we ever get to the feeling that we would like to know about spiritual healing, this person is not a perfect example, but this person is a good example of how to look at life. And her name is Dorothea, because she has gone through experiences that would really fell a lesser person. But for her, she has stood up to them and been an absolute angel. She talks about them in ways that she shouldn't from our point of view, but from her point of view, she's not owned by them anymore. She's not possessed by them anymore. She had a burn that injured her skin, and she says, see here, I was burned. My skin was, what, where? You know, where? She has it in her mind yet, and that one day that'll no longer be there too. But she wants to point it out to you, as people do who have illnesses or hurts. And all they're doing is recompounding it. But she's not even doing that, because for her, it's past. For her, it's over. Now, do you have the same internal fortitude? Do you have the same strength to speak your word and be untouched by the world about you? I think you do. And I will see you doing that from now on, because I think that's wonderful. As Dean of the University of Healing, I create many positive affirmations. And I notice that few to whom I give these positive affirmations frame them and hang them on the wall so they can look at them. Most of them put them in their mind and their heart and enjoy them and benefit from them. And I think that's okay. In fact, that's very much okay. Well, you have a lovely evening, and you know that I am always with you, and I love you beyond whatever words can say. I love you, I love you, I love you.